Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Diamond Taylor, and today it is all about your kids, your money, your plans. This segment is all about kids and money. We are taking financial education to the next level, creating financially smart kids. So, today we are going to be talking about money does not grow on trees. So if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life, and we will be right back after our disclaimer. But before we do that, I would like to have you join us in the conversation today where we are talking about your kids, your money, your plans. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Today it is your kids, your money, your plans on Secure Your Life. I'll be right back after our disclaimer is played.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about your kids, your money, your plans. And our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Feel free to join us live on the air. You can join us in the chat room. We'll take your comments and or questions. We're also on Twitter. That's Secure Your Life at Twitter. So we're taking your tweets, your Facebook messages as well. Now let's get back into our subject. We are talking about telling your kids that money does not grow on trees. Now, if you're like any parent, I'm pretty sure that your children have gotten the bagging down to a complete science, where they want mommy this and daddy that. So we need to explain to our kids that money does not, definitely does not grow on trees. And how we're going to do that and help our kids become very smart with money, I'm going to give you a few tips that you might want to use in teaching your kids to be smart with money, some of which we did not learn when we were kids. Me personally, I did not get the hard knocks until college dealing with money and credit and things like that. So if you were like me, I don't want my children to end up having to learn those hard lessons like I did. So I'd like to find out from you, what happened to you when you were younger, and what kind of things are you going to be passing on to your children so that they can be smart with money and finance and credit? So here are a few tips for those of you all who have children. Teaching your kids to be smart with money. Allowance without a piggy bank. Chores without a refrigerator list. Believe it or not, you can do this. Once your child learns the value of money, the different denominations, and it depends on, remember, we're talking about being smart with money. It has to be age appropriate. The first thing you need to do with your little ones is actually teach them about the actual denominations of money. And when you teach them that, then you can actually add some value to that. Teaching your children about chores and priorities and how to prioritize their spending, especially with allowance. I know a lot of parents give their children allowance based on what they do with their chores. So I'm going to teach you some very smart things that you can do with your children and how to help them learn to prioritize. Once your child learns about money and you can actually start putting together them, have a chore list together and actually add a dollar amount to those things, then you can teach them with incentives on how to save. So here are some really great things that I found. The first thing I'm going to tell you, parents, if you're like me, here's the thing. When it comes to giving your children allowance and trying to keep up with all those chores, you post the chores on the refrigerator and you say, okay, washing the dishes, mowing the lawn, keeping your room clean, folding the laundry, all of these things have value and dollar amount to them. Now, unfortunately, if you're like me, you already have all these beautiful things posted and they work for some things, and then with the dishes, you know, if you have more than one child, then it's like, well, it wasn't my week to do the dishes, and you didn't pay me for last week for doing the dishes, and I did Johnny's chores for him, so I should get his pay. So all that can be kind of crazy and confusing and also time-consuming. So since your children, most of them, when they get to that age, a lot of the kids have smartphones, so we're going to be smart bringing our technology in place, not just having that list on the refrigerator and having to carry it around with you. You know, 9 times out of 10, you're at the store, the kids want something, and you say, well, you need to have your allowance, and, of course, they did not bring their allowance with them. So this is what we're going to do. I am suggesting that parents become smart and get technology on their side, and actually you can go to a website called First Kid Bank. This is a wonderful, wonderful find that one of our listeners gave us. And First Kid Bank helps with allowance as well as chore tracking. So the parents and the kids can actually have access to finding out exactly what chores were done, how much the chore was worth, how much money is allotted for each of those chores, and you have everything in the palm of your hand or at least on your computer screen without having to figure out and budget and everything like that. And actually, once you give them an allowance, you put the money in and track it on Kids First Bank. It will add what they've done. It will subtract what they spend, and they can learn, and you will also be able to teach them and track their expenditures as well. So say, for instance, you're at GameStop or you're at Target or Walmart and they want something. So here you go. You say you need to use your allowance. Well, if you have your smartphone at hand, you can sit there, put the amount of the purchase that they have allotted, and it will actually subtract the amount of the purchase against what their allowance that they have in the bank, and voila, all is solved. And at the same time, what happens is this. You can set the limits, the minimum and the maximum of what they can withdraw from the kid's bank. So this is just great. I think that this is one of the greatest finds that one of our listeners gave us. So I definitely want to thank you for that hot tip, and I definitely would like to pass it on. The virtual bank is always known as your child's current balance, what chores were completed. You can make a withdrawal or a deposit. It tracks everything in the palm of your hand. So I'm telling you, it is like the best find. It will also teach your children about savings and interest. You can put a charity account. As they get older, you can allow them to borrow against, but you can also put finance charges on that so that they can learn the value, one, of money, and also the benefits and the not-so-great things about finance charges. So if you allow them to do that and rack up credit where they're actually borrowing against money that they have not received yet, and they can find out what those penalties, what us adults have to go through when we go and borrow money from the bank. So this is kind of a great teaching tool that parents should definitely use. So I suggest that you do go and log on to www.firstkidbank.com. It's a great find. Now, for our next tip, I'm going to give you the 10 most important financial principles kids need to learn. So before I do that, I would like to add you all to the conversation. If you are joining us in the chat room, you can do so by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/secureyourlife. I'm sorry. That's blogtalkradio/secureyourlife. And that is spelled S-C-U-R-E, the word your, Y-O-U-R. And life is always spelled with a Y on this show, so it's L-Y-F-E. I'll repeat that one more time. That is Secure Your Life. That is S-E-C-U-R-E-Y-O-U-R-L-Y-F-E. So you can join us live in the chat room, or you can join us on the phone right now at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We're talking about your kids, your money, your plans. You're listening to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We're going to get into our next hot topic, which is the 10 most important financial principles your kids need to learn. Now, the 10 most important, and these are definitely not in any chronological order, but these are some things that you definitely will want to pass on to your children. Discipline in savings and the ability to delay gratification in order to build financial security, and to pay cash when a purchase is needed or desired. That is tantamount. Because here's the thing. As children, and even some adults do this too, we want what we want when we want it. I want, instead of I need. And, of course, they confuse needs and wants, and that's one of the things you do need to teach your children, the difference between what a need is and what a want or a desire is. So here is the key. You definitely need to teach them the difference, and you need to teach them discipline when it comes to saving their money. Because if they get an allowance, they know that they have this money, and it is burning a hole in their pockets. They cannot wait to spend it. But before you do anything, and this is why I am pushing the First Kid Bank, is the fact that you need to explain to them that we're going to take, even before you get your money for your allowance, just like when you get your paycheck, there are things that are taken out of your check. You have to pay taxes. You have to pay for your retirement out of that. So, you know, Social Security comes out of that. So you teach your children, let's take some savings out of that. So if you give your children $10, they need to take a few dollars out of that for savings. And then you can actually have it, well, we're going to put a certain percentage for our savings. We're going to take a certain percentage for charity if you choose to do that. And the rest of it can be yours to spend as you please. And if you do this on a constant basis, this is something that they're going to take along with them for the duration. It will never, ever fall away from them. And they'll learn this as they get older, the importance of putting money aside. So number one was discipline and savings and the ability to delay gratification in order to build a financial security and to pay with cash for things that you need as or desire. Okay, here is another number two. Number two is if you don't have the cash to pay for it, you cannot afford it. Now, that goes into the sense of talking about credit. And as adults, we do have that issue. And this, and like I said, remember in the Kids First Bank, they are allowed if you put the program in there for them to borrow against the money for their allowance in the First Kids Bank. So what you need to tell them, listen, you have this amount of money in the First Kids Bank, but it is not wise for you to use money that you don't have. So if you practice that yourself and you teach that to your children, our second tip is do not, if you don't have the cash to pay for it, that means you can't afford it. Being able to make payments does not mean that you can afford it. See, if you have to break things up into payments, then in actuality, the truth is you really cannot afford that purchase. And you need to pass those things on to your children so they don't get into the habit of borrowing against money that they don't have, especially when it comes to their allowance. Of course, you'll say, well, Mom, I'll pay you back, or Dad, I'll pay you back. Well, what happens with that, they grow up as adults and they do the same thing. That is why you end up with the rubber bouncy checks. When you're writing against your account and you don't have the money and you're trying to beat out your paycheck, saying, okay, well, if I write the check now, I have direct deposit, so it'll get deposited at midnight, so then by the time the merchant sends it to the bank, it should be there. That is a bad, bad habit and something you should definitely not pass on to your children. So number three, a sale in a store is not a sale if you can't afford it. Here's the thing. It is trickery when you have this big, huge for sale sign, one, for things that you might not necessarily need, and two, just because it's on sale, if your account does not state or dictate that you can actually purchase that with cash, then you shouldn't get it. I don't care if it is on sale, because in the long term, it will be harder for you to pay back things that you really, one, did not necessarily need. And like I said, defining for your children as well as yourself the difference between a need and a want is tantamount. A sale in the store is not necessarily a good sale if you can't afford it. Here's another good one. Earn some, save some, spend some. That is important. It is so great to understand that it's okay to spend the money. If you make the money, then you should have some fun with your money. But you should also save some money. Definitely. You should also definitely save some money. And if you're in our chat room, I want to say thanks for joining me. I will be in there in a second. And for those of you all who just tuned in, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It's all about your kids, your money, your plans. And I want to hear from you. What are some of your tips that you would like to, that you have either learned as a child or things that you're passing on to your children about finance and making them happy, smart, financially smart kids? So the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And if you're in the chat room, I will read your comment and our questions there. We have a comment. It says, greetings. It is important that we teach our children about the economic system as early as possible. Money, credit score, interest rate, et cetera. You know what? You are so right about that. Because the sooner that they know this, the less mistakes they'll make when they're adults. We need to learn to pass on all of the good things. And sometimes actually telling your children the God honest, raw truth about some mistakes that we've made as adults can help them not repeat those same mistakes. Here is another good one. Getting a job is to learn more, not just about money. The thought of money is one thing, but the thought of savings is another. And even with your job, you understand that you're trading your time for money. They're paying you for your time. So with that, you have to make sure that you're making the most of your time. So that's a good, great money tip. Here's another one. My father always told me to spend less and earn more. A penny saved is a penny earned is an old adage that a lot of older people have said. A penny saved is a penny earned. And believe it or not, you know, I don't know about you, but I have seen people pass penny, you know, they see pennies on the ground or a quarter or a dime and they don't bend over to pick it up. But I understand that money is your own natural energy yield, my own natural energy yield, which means it is a law of attraction. You need to pick up that penny because guess what? Pennies have relative. It's relative to the nickel, the dime, the quarter, you know, and those relatives go up to the dollar, the $5, the $10, the $20, the $50, the $100. And the more money that you have and you gravitate to you, the more money that will be coming to you. So if you have money, you'll get money. Isn't that kind of weird? If you have money, more money comes. When you don't have money, it seems you can never get any money. So the thing is changing your attitude about money and giving your children a good, healthy attitude about money is something that you can definitely pass on. We have a tweet. And on Twitter, they're saying that the most important value that you can give to your children is the understanding that money is an object to be used and not abused. Okay. I tend to agree with that. I think that too many people, they do tend to abuse their spending power, especially when it comes to credit. We have another tweet that says, your credit cards are not real money. It is a facsimile, and people need to learn to teach their children to be responsible with that. I have a quick tip on that as well. You have what they call money cards or prepaid Visa cards. You can actually teach your teenagers well with those things because you can actually set up the limit on the amount that's on the card, and you can tell them, okay, this is how much is on here. You need to track what you're spending. And when they do that, keep the receipts, and they can actually see, okay, how much they spent, was it worth the expenditure, is this a want, a need, or whatever. And then that way, it teaches them how to use a credit card, but it also teaches them the responsibility of that card as well. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It's your money, your kids, your plan, and we have a phone call that is waiting for us. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that's area code 347-884-9343. If you'd like to join us in the conversation, I'm going to go to area code 202. Your last four digits is 0309. How are you this evening or this morning, depending on where you are?
Good morning. How are you? I'm in Washington, D.C.
I am doing fabulous. So what is your tip for our children?
I think that we should teach our kids really early about interest rates and credit scores because the average person doesn't know about a credit score until they actually are a grown person. And then by the time they get there, it's like, well, what is credit score, and how do I stay in my credit score, and what are these three credit bureaus I have to write to? And then we go through years and years of trying to figure out what this is all about.
I agree 100% with you on that. I mean, that is something that you definitely need to know, because I know I learned the hard way about credit and credit scores and credit cards. I remember my freshman year in college, went to the bookstore, and inside of the bag along with my books was an application for a credit card. Now, freshman, no job, you know, just getting fresh out of, you know, out of high school, going into college, I knew none of this stuff. I applied for it. I got the card. I was geeked and happy, and we started to buy things, and then the bill came, and you go, what? Wait a minute. You mean I have to pay for this? I thought, you know, so they do need to know and understand the importance of credit, what the three credit bureaus are, what those scores are, and you need to check, because believe it or not, your kids could be a victim of identity theft even before they even get a credit card.
That's true. That's true. And then you could also have some bad creditor reporting on it that don't belong to you.
That's right. So, you know, we do encourage that, and actually we actually are giving a free credit information session. Secure Your Life is giving a free credit information session April the 4th at 7 p.m. It is a webinar. So for those of you all who want information about that, and not only just for your kids but for yourself too, we're going to talk all about the three credit bureaus, what credit is, what's on your credit report, what these FICO scores mean, and all of that. We're going to talk about all of that. And those of you all who are having credit issues and problems, we're going to teach you how you can clean up your credit, but not only clean it up, but get paid to do so as well. So those things that don't belong to you, we're going to help you get rid of those and also get paid to do so. If you have creditors that are hounding you, calling you on the job, calling your cell phone, we're going to teach you how to get back at them and get paid to do so. You know, a lot of people are not teaching that. The only thing they'll do is teach you how to write to the bureaus how to get it off. But we're actually going to take it a little step further and help you to not only get your credit clean, but sue the people that are harassing you, because a lot of them are breaking the law. So we're going to teach you how you can get paid to clean up your own credit, and it has nothing to do with filing bankruptcy. So we're going to teach all of those wonderful, fabulous things. And our free credit info session, it will be April the 4th at 7 p.m. If you want more information, I encourage you to call 773-377-5503. I'll repeat that again. It is 773-377-5503, and you'll get more information about the free credit info session, how you can get paid to clean up your credit, and also pass these great information to your children. I'm going to give a few more tips before our show is almost concluding. Would you or would you not agree that it is important to teach your children about not just savings, but investments? You know, investing into their future.
Yes, that is very important. But I think the first thing before I do that, I would teach them why do we try to get money? We get money because money allows us to be able to reach out further and do things more and get the better quality of things. That's what money does. Just to get money isn't enough. It's what are we going to do after we get the money? But,
That's right.
And, yes, it's definitely you want to teach your children how to invest. You want to teach them how to search where they can get their money and how they can put their money in a CD or lock it away somewhere or get a high interest rate from an insurance annuity. You want to teach them about the future. If something happens to you, you won't have to worry because you've already made investments to secure your future.
That is so true. That is definitely true. We are almost out of time, guys, and we will definitely be, I know, the time just flies so fast on this show. But I want to thank you and all of you all who are listening for joining us for Secure Your Life. Today was Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, and we'll have some more hot tips. Tell a friend about the show, because we're going to go next week a little bit deeper on life insurance for your children, because a lot of parents are not taking advantage of the fact that you can get some really good life insurance for your kids. You only think about that when you get older as an adult, but we need to protect our children as well. especially with all the violence that is going on. Parents are being caught off guard, not being able to protect their children. So we need to definitely talk about that. We'll also talk about some mutual funds and savings plans, CDs, and things like that to help with your children and learning about finance and savings. But one thing before I let you go, next week we're going to actually talk about your kids, your money, your plans for college, and teaching your children about utility bills, all the bills that's in the house. Because believe it or not, the reason why they don't respect you as far as money, they think that your money grows on trees and that you just have the magic ATM box that just spews out money uncontrollably, and they don't understand how that whole system works, is because we don't talk to our kids. We need to talk to our kids about money so that they can be financially smart adults when they get older. So until next week for another episode of Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, I am your host, Diamond Taylor. I'm going to bid you a great day and goodbye.
Can't pay the rent, the checks are all spent. So glad I bought that LLC.